Hello, listeners on the internet. Welcome back to a new episode of Anime Double Play, your favorite anime podcast, where Mary and Thomas talk about anime and manga and video games and anime. And I'm joined once again by Mary.
Yo.
As expected, since it's our podcast. But welcome back, everyone. We were a little hiatus-y for the last 2 weeks. We had a trip. I don't know if it's technically our 30th birthday trip. I guess we're considering it
that. Yeah, it kind of is.
Right? Like.
Yeah, because I'm not going to see you.
We can kind of count it.
Yeah.
Well, we are doing the convention in July, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this is closer to our birthday than the trip in July. So we went on our 30th birthday trip. We saw Hatsune Miku and went to Denver to visit our friend Patty, who has been on the podcast once. You may remember that episode. She co-hosted an episode with me, and we had an absolutely lovely time.
There we go. Yeah, we saw the Miku Miku. It was good. I mean, you're obviously more of the Miku fan than me. Like, I probably wouldn't even describe myself as a Miku fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I really dislike her, it's just because I don't really listen to Miku, but it was cool. I've wanted to see her for a while, and it was a cool show.
Yeah, it was really good. She was getting some hate for being a big TV, which she in fact was a large TV, but it was still a good show. Like, that didn't take away from it. Yeah, she was flat and not 3D, but I've seen her as the hologram before. And you could see her better on the TV because of the black background. There was more contrast to her image. Oh, excuse me. So, it was good. Music was great. I didn't know a lot of the songs. I'm a little behind on my Miku discography. I probably stopped listening to her, quote-unquote, like, new releases in 2014 or 15. So, I only knew, like, a handful of the songs. But it was a good time to go, dance, and have a good time with some fellow weebs. We got friendship bracelets.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Oh, are you? That's cute.
Yeah. A little accessory. Actually, funny enough, Jaden Animation, who I like quite a bit, she just came out with a video that I've watched 15 seconds of. It came out 3 hours ago, called My Obsession with Hatsune Miku.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's pretty random, but I'm going to watch that. I like some of her videos, Jaden. She's pretty funny, and the art's really cool, so.
Yeah. You'll have to watch it and then bond.
Yeah. I'll link it to you, actually, just so you've got it, because you don't really watch a lot of Jaden stuff, right?
Stick it in the Discord, and if you're not a part of our Discord, you can join at animedoubleplay.com.
Yeah, I'll put in the musical one. I feel like that's most... matters the most. Okay, I have a bunch of stuff I kind of want to go through before we talk about this season of anime.
Sure.
Because there's a lot. So I'm just going to start rattling off some things. When we were in Denver, we went and saw the Spy X Family movie.
Yes.
Code White. Is that what it's called? Code Name White?
Code White.
Code White. Very good. Very funny.
Very good.
Like, it's almost like just like a filler episode thing, but it's Spy X Family, so it's fine. You know, it's not like I'm watching or reading it specifically for the plot, you know?
It doesn't necessarily have a driving plot. It's like, eventually get information on headmaster of school. But this, like, secret spy organization trying to save the country and the world doesn't necessarily seem to be in a rush. So neither are our protagonists. It was very silly.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, it was very silly. It was laugh out loud funny. It might have been a little too long, in my opinion, but that would be my only critique. It was probably like 15 minutes.
How long
minutes.
Was it? It was, I don't even know.
It was under 2 hours. Here, let me look it up. It could have easily been an hour and a half and been fine. There were some portions where I was like, come on, let's get a move on. Sorry, runtime.
What was it, like an hour 40? If it wasn't 2 hours and it was over an hour and a half, it's got to be
110 minutes. So it was just
hour 40.
Yeah. So it could have been an hour and a half. They could have cut 10 minutes of them being, no spoilers, but of them like being on the ship running around.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's kind of whatever point, I think. Like, I don't know if it would have been that much better if there was like a little less fluff. That's part of Spy X Family, is just being kind of silly
Yeah, and
and like
also, I had just
whatnot.
gotten off of an airplane from traveling from New York to Colorado, and then we got dinner and went straight to the movie theater. So I could have also just been tired. But that was my
That's
one thing. I
fair.
thought it was a little long, but, and I'll say it again, laugh out loud funny. Like just great stuff. Everything you love about Spy X Family in a bite-sized little clip. And for people who haven't seen Spy X Family, they have a like summary at the beginning that's pretty well informed, so anyone could watch the movie. It's a great entrance point into the franchise.
Yeah, you could go watch the movie and know nothing about the series, and you would probably enjoy it just as much.
Yeah. I think someone in the Discord, I think it was Avo, he was asking, like, hey, my girlfriend hasn't seen Spy X Family. Would she like the movie? And we were like, take her immediately.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
So, yeah, Mikio was good. Spy X Family was good. We're just knocking things off that list.
Trip was good.
Trip was good.
All right. Next thing I got, which we did last night at my place, I had an anime movie night with a bunch of people who don't watch a lot of anime. Two of the people did. Like they've watched a decent amount of anime, but a bunch of other people haven't. One person hadn't seen any anime before ever, so that was cool. And we watched Your Name, which I've shown Your Name to friends before, but I love this movie. I think I've seen this movie 5 times, and I could watch it like probably 5 more times and enjoy it just as much. But everyone really liked it. A lot of emotion with like the big scenes and whatnot.
Yeah.
People enjoyed it. But it's always kind of fun to, show off some cool anime movies to your friends that aren't necessarily into anime. So that was really fun.
Did you watch it in English or Japanese?
We watched it in English.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought it previously on Amazon Prime in English without realizing it. So
Oh.
that's, I figure it's like, I want to show it to some of my friends a few years back, and I saw it on Prime, so I just purchased it, and it was in English, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just
Oh, and you can't switch
roll with
the
this.
language on the film. You would have to buy it in English and then rebuy it in Japanese.
Maybe, I don't know. I didn't actually look. I couldn't change it to Japanese.
Huh.
So maybe they don't have it in Japanese on Prime. I doubt it. That's probably an option. But we just watched it in English. I think the dub's pretty good.
Yeah, it's and it, honestly, if you're showing it to normies, it's a good entrance point, you know?
Yeah. And, oh man, like watching it over again, it's just like the anticipation of some moments is like greater. Like when they're on like the golden hour mountaintop, and like she's just gonna disappear and the Sharpie's gonna fall, and you're like,
Yeah.
like those scenes, you're like, and then it's funny watching with people because everyone's like reacting. Everyone's like, what? No, like you can't forget. Like she just told you her name. Like how can you forget? Like people are like freaking out. It's kind of fun watching it with everyone.
I love that movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, so I should probably watch it again.
Oh yeah, definitely. Find some friends who haven't seen it yet, and have them
Yeah.
over.
And that movie came out right when I had moved out and started living on my own, and like I had a job with real money. Ooh. So I remember I splurged and I got the Blu-ray box set with the art book and the soundtrack, and I have it
Oh
on my
yeah, you
shelf.
did.
Yeah, it's I'm and that's one of the things I'm like really happy I got it, 'cause I don't buy a lot of DVDs. We're manga people, so we usually just get the book instead of the show, you know? But that's one I was like, I am purchasing this piece of media, and I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, that's probably something I'll eventually get in my collection of anime manga. And it still sits as probably my favorite anime movie. I don't even say probably. I think
It
it's like pretty definitively.
it's mine. I'll say it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's mine. I think it's probably my favorite movie of all time. Not that I watch a lot of stuff that isn't anime at this point in my life, but I think it's just my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, and there's a little part of me that's like, oh, I mean, it was such a big thing when it came out and everyone liked Your Name, and I'm like, you know what? I can be a mainstream poser for this. This is a really good movie. It's a really great story. The music's awesome. The animation's well done. Like, if this is like, wow, of course, like, you know, of course your favorite movie's Your Name, then y'all can shut up. I love that movie.
Yo, if someone tried to give me shit because Your Name was my favorite movie, like, I would battle them. Like, I'd be like, yeah, like, this movie's incredible. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is not a bad take. Like, one, it's subjective. Two, this movie's great. Like, the hype is there. Like, everything about that movie is fantastic. Like, Giga made a whole video about why it's a perfect movie and why you can't shit on people for liking it. Or, like, it, just, like, liking that stuff in general. Don't make me link that video, people. Or this, like, proverbial person who's trying to battle me. That's, like, one of the best videos Giga has ever done.
I was gonna say, that's a good video. You like that video.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't need to defend myself to this made-up person who wants to battle me about my opinion. So, alright. Next update, because I have a lot. I've been reading more manga, and I bought more stuff. So we're going to go through some of the things I've read, and I'm just going to talk about it.
Yay!
So, I read the first volume, and I bought the second volume of Sakura Saku.
What do you think?
So, I actually kind of liked it. Okay. So, backstory on this series...
Really quick background, I'm reading it online, which is why I'm reacting this way. Keep going.
Okay. So, I have two volumes. I read the first one. I haven't read the second one yet. The second one's in my hand and is on my nightstand to read before bed one of these nights. It's by the guy... It's Io Sakisaka. Is that a female or a male? Io?
I am not sure. I believe it is a female, but I can confirm.
It's by the person who did Out Horror Ride.
Woo!
I thought it was pretty good, the first. It's cute, the first volume. It's cute.
Yeah, it's like she almost passes out on a train and someone helps her, and then she's looking for that person, right?
She passes out and they help her, and she's looking for the person.
Okay.
And she thinks it's this guy's brother, and then the brother is like, no, that's not me. But the guy's brother is going to be like the main love interest.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Yeah, like he's a great person. She's cute and nice. So it was cute. Yeah, I liked it so far. So that was the first one. What else did I read? Next, I read both volumes of Tista.
Oh, yeah, you said that was eh.
It's eh. It's eh. And...
What's it about?
I don't know. It's about this, like, assassin girl. Like, she's an assassin. And then... I don't know. She, like, meets some dude, but... And she, like, disappears after she, like, kind of helps him. But, honestly, I don't even want to say more than that because it's only two volumes. So, if I start explaining it, like, it's going to be the whole series. But it's about an assassin girl who has some eye power. And there's some guy that she helps at some point.
Okay, but it's the creator of Spy X Family. But what's the vibe? Is it, like, more comedy? Is it more serious than Spy X Family?
Oh, it's serious. Okay. It's not, like, a comedy. It's okay. Like, I think it's on the Shonen Jump app. If you read it there, like, it would be probably worth your time. But I wouldn't, like, go out of your way to get the series. It's too short is the biggest thing. Like, if they spent more time developing stuff, it could be good. But it felt, like, crazy rushed. So who knows? Maybe it got, like, cut instantly or something. I don't know. But it's... Like, it's a one-shot type story that needs to just be longer, is what I'll say.
Okay, fair. Who knows, it could have been like
next.
It could have been like, well, let's talk about it for 2 seconds. It could have been like a pilot thing, you know, they just wanted to do a little thing yeah. so the magazine could try out the author. Like, there's so many little short stuff like that that you honestly wish were longer because it's cool, and then LOL.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I'm not trying to throw shade at whoever. I'm just giving my thoughts on it.
Yeah. And just to go back to Io Sakisaka, female born June...
Sakura Saku?
Yeah, the author of Sakura Saku. female born June 8th in Tokyo, Japan. Known for Strobe Edge, which I've read. Aohara Ride, which I've read. Omoi Omoware Furi Furare, Love Me, Love Me Not, which I've read. And Sakura Saku. So I guess I'm a fan of hers, because I've read all of her series.
You are. I've read some of Aohara Ride. You have all the volumes of Aohara Ride at your place.
That I do.
But I have to read it. I've read some of it, and it's very okay.
It's good.
It's whatever. Orange is better.
Oh, yeah. Orange is like an actual serious, like, thought-provoking story. This is just shoujo. I wouldn't even...
Orange is also shoujo. Like, yeah. Shoujo doesn't have to be shoujo yeah. trash, Mary.
Right, but Aoharu Ride is shoujo trash. Orange and Aoharu Ride, I wouldn't even, like, relate in my mind. That's why I'm surprised you brought it up. It is Ichigo Takano.
Isn't the guy kind of emo-y in both, I feel like?
Yes.
That's probably why I think of it.
Okay, I suppose that's fair. You know, I don't know what's a spoiler and what's not. So I'm going to stop talking, but they both have this, also have the same reason for being emo-y, so that's fun.
Yeah, that's kind of why I brought it up.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, I'm going to keep moving. Next, I read Volume 5 of Insomniacs After School.
Yay, how was that cliffhanger?
At the end?
Yeah.
They kiss?
And then it just ends.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, what'd you think of the volume?
Wait, I feel like that's not a cliffhanger.
Oh, I think like, they're finally like having resolve. A relationship, and now you need to wait 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like they... I feel like a cliffhanger would be like if they introduce something new, and now I don't know, and I need to know. But now they just like we accomplished the goal.
Romance.
There's romance, boys and girls, but I like this series a lot. There's something about the art that's just so good, and I can't really, like, explain it as well as I would like. It's very different. Like, the way the girl is drawn, she seems more normal. Like, both of them seem kind of normal.
Yeah, they have it's definitely a unique style. It's not your, like, pretty, like, shoujo girl. This is just meant to be descriptive. Like, the girl's a little, like, she's thick. They kind of look
she's
more
a little
like
thick.
Real, they look like real people. They don't look like characters. Like, all the characters yeah. have, like, normal body types. And stuff, and they're also very real characters, like the way that they talk to each other and laugh. It's a very grounded series, which is what I liked when I was watching the anime. You're still in anime land, by the way. I think after the next volume, you're going to surpass me. And if it does not get a season two, I will eventually have to join you in the reading crew because I did really like that show.
Yeah, and I'm flipping through this volume while you're talking about it. I agree with everything you said. But there's also, like, some beautiful shots of them. Like, there's some great double panels in this. There's a good single shot of Majiro. Is that her name? I think it's Majiro. Oh, Magari, excuse me.
Is that the main character?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched it in a very long time.
But yo, what, like, the great ending of this volume where he's talking about why he can't sleep. So I'm not even gonna say because I want people to read it, but it's like,
yeah,
it feels really relatable, like, to things people actually feel, and I love that. Like, so I'm very much enjoying it. Can't wait for 6 months to go by so I can get the next volume.
Yeah, that was a really good moment. Particularly, it's a good show. And just as you enjoy, like, the paneling in the manga, like, the animation and the the paintings of the starry skies and all like that were also really well done. So who's the author on that?
It is Makoto Ojiro.
I want to see Ojiro with a J.
Yes.
I want to see if they've done anything else.
You do that. I'm going to talk about my next series.
Sure.
I read volume 3 of The Summer Hikaru Died.
Right, and you said that one's kind of weird.
It's creepy. I would probably say it's, like, almost a horror series, just the way it's drawn. But the art's really good. The story's pretty interesting, so I don't really want to go into too much about what happens in it. If you're into, like, creepy stuff, I would recommend this. But, yeah, the art's really good, too, which is kind of what drew me to it. Also, the volumes, like, the covers are, like, really good. Like, the art on the cover's awesome. So, would recommend that. Then I bought something, but I've read it previously, but I wanted to own it. I bought the Solanine one-shot.
Oh, good for you. Wait, I thought you didn't like it.
I thought so. It's okay. I'm going to go back and read it again.
Cool. Yeah, I was just thinking about my version of it. I lent it out to a friend and I haven't gotten it back. So I need to ask for it back because I know he finished reading it.
Yeah, I like Inio Sano stuff. So I want to like have his works. So I was out in New York City for a concert and I stopped in this small manga shop and I picked up that and 2 new volumes of Blue Lock, which I'm officially past the anime now. So.
Woo! See ya, anime only.
I read those.
See ya later.
Goodbye, peasants. I have entered the world of the elites. I read those as well. And did I update that I read the first 8 volumes of Skip and Loafer?
You might have told me while on the trip. I don't know if you told the people. Tell the people, Thomas.
So, I think through the anime was probably some of my favorite stuff. And since then, it's been pretty good, but they did a lot of side character stuff. Less with our main cast, like our main 2. But they get a little stuff towards the end. But I don't know. I'm going to keep going with it because I do really like it.
Oh, are you? So you're really not digging it?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying it hasn't been as good as like what went through the anime. And I think partially because it's been less about our main 2 characters.
Okay, but it'll obviously eventually circle back. So
that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, right now there's 10 volumes out, so you're pretty up to speed.
Yeah, I think there's only 8 out in the U.S. though. I don't think 9 and 10 are out in the U.S.
9 comes out on the 21st. Oh, we didn't say this at the beginning of the podcast. Hello, everyone. It's May. When did it become May? Like, how crazy. We're almost halfway through the year.
What is up with you and being surprised it's May?
I don't know. I feel like April went really fast. Or at least it was, like, cloudy and rainy the whole time. So I just feel like, I don't even remember a lot that happened. And then suddenly, it's May. I don't know. It's gonna be May. I did it. I did the meme. I'm hip and happening and current.
All right. I only have one more manga to discuss.
Okay, and then I have one.
Okay. I got volume 7 and 8, or I guess it's an omnibus, of Homunculus.
Oh, right.
So, this series is wild. It's kind of whack. It's good. It's like a psychological thriller. I liked 7 and 8 a lot. I thought 5, 6, 7, 8 were probably the best parts of it. But it's, again, it's one of those, like, oh, you gotta read it yourself kind of things to, like, get it. Like, I'm not going to convince you to read it by explaining the story, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give stuff away. But I will just say this. The art is crazy good. It's crazy good. So if you like good art, this is a series you probably want to check out.
And that's by the Billy Bat guy? or no?
No, it's by Hideo Yamamoto.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, great transition, because I'm reading something, but then it's not the right author. So I'm just going to say...
Oh, yes, talk about this, but if you spoil anything for
me... I actually know exactly what I'm going to say, and I'm going to give a good intro into it without spoiling, like, the big thing that happens. I am reading... Thomas bought the manga, and I was home last week for a cousin's wedding, and they were just there, and he was like, take whatever you want. So I took Asadora... by Thomas's good friend Naoki Urasawa, who he's been doing an extensive read on lately. I'm on volume 4. I have to start volume 4. I read the first 3 volumes, and what an absolutely like interesting, real intriguing series. Thomas, do you have any reason particularly why you bought it? Is it just because it's Naoki Urasawa, or
that's the reason?
Okay. Really quick, that's the guy who did Monster, Pluto, 20th Century Boys, XYZ.
Billy Bat.
It's about this girl. She's like 10 or 11. Her name's Asa. I think it's 1959, so we're in post-war Japan. And she's running to the doctor. It's pouring rain. Her mom's in labor with like her 11th sibling. She has like a trillion siblings. And she's running to try and get the doctor before this typhoon comes and hits. So she's running, she finds the doctor. The doctor's like, okay, we'll go together. She's like, no, I need you to get on your bike and go there as fast as you can. You go, I will follow up. I just need to make sure you're headed in the right direction. Get there before the typhoon hits. He's like, okay. So she's running back to her house by herself, and she gets kidnapped. And as she gets kidnapped, the typhoon hits. So she's trying to like survive this typhoon with her kidnapper. And then a whole lot of other stuff happens, and it becomes like this. It's this really interesting like revisiting of the Japan post-war and trying to come back to being a world superpower. They talk about the 1964 Tokyo Olympics a lot, like leading up to that. There's a lot of stuff about airplanes. There's a supernatural element. Like, it has... You start the story, and you're like, oh, it's this girl. It's going to take place in this town. And then it goes to a lot of crazy places. And so far, it's just been an absolute delight.
Urasawa loves to do this, where you think the story, the first couple chapters, is going to go one way. And then it totally does something you don't expect. And then the whole series is about, like, not what you think. And the whole time you're just like, what? Wait, what? Wait, what? Like, that's kind of how I felt with Billy Bat, is that you think the series is about the main guy, Kevin Yamaguchi, going to Japan to find the person who wrote Billy Bat or drew Billy Bat. And it's just not about that at all.
Yeah.
But that's the premise in like chapter 2. And it's just kind of wild, but he's so good at manipulating stories to have all these twists and turns. Like, Monster isn't really like that. Like, you kind of know the gist of Monster, like, mm-hmm. 3 chapters in.
But that also has a bunch of stuff going for it, separately.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You don't need to do that to, like, make a great series. Like, Monster is great for plenty of reasons. But, yeah, he does that in Billy Bat, too. Where the story just doesn't go where you think, which is kind of fun as a reader, right? He's really the never let him know your next move kind of guy, which mm-hmm. is fun.
Yeah. Like, I just told you about the first volume of Asadora, and the series is not about that. So, exactly. It's very cool. The drawings are good.
His art's very particular.
Yeah, and his characters are very warm. Like, I like everyone I've seen so far. And it's kind of like going back to Insomniacs after school. They feel real. Like, it doesn't necessarily feel like I'm reading a manga or watching a show. Like, this could be a live action. Like, it feels very grounded and real. That could be because it's kind of a historical fiction, but still, like, I like Asa. I like everyone that's in it so far. They feel like cool people, so I'm excited to see where they go.
Yeah, I think a lot of people say that about Urasawa's works, that they would be good live actions. I felt that way about Monster.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I'm surprised that never happened, because Monster is, like, critically acclaimed and lauded.
It got a really good anime adaptation, so maybe we'll see a live-action adaptation of it, too.
The anime came out in 2004.
People think that anime is great.
74 episodes.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah. But cool. Yeah, and then besides that, Asadora is my big main one. And I know everyone has been, I've been saying this forever, I finished the novel I was reading. I know, it took me too long. So once I finish Asadora, I'm going to go back and I'm going to read the next volume of Aria the Masterpiece. I know I haven't talked about that forever. I think it's going to be a really nice summer read for me. So once I finish Asadora, which I need to before I see you, end of May, I will absolutely go back to Aria. It's been a delight. And I just had to return my book to my friend. But I've been sitting, looking at that series on my shelf in its beautiful gold leaf, just like waiting to pick it up again. So I'm very excited to do that too.
Nice. Okay, I had one other thing I kind of wanted to talk about.
I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
Oh, not manga related though.
Oh, so. Okay, cool.
So, I don't know what happened, but I went back and I started listening to the Angel Beats music again.
Yes, because I was talking about it in Denver, because you hung out with your sis, who has great recommendations.
Sure, that was exactly the reason.
Yes.
I just forgot it. And... Yo, the music is, like, so criminally good,
mm-hmm.
like, for really no reason, and I've just been, like, listening to it, like, the ending is so good, like, Ichiban no Takaramano is so good, My Soul, Your Beats, crazy good, then the random songs that, like, Girls Dead Monsters sing, whatever, like, we could just name everything, and it would be good, and then I went, like, was getting a little nostalgic about Angel Beats. Then I went on, like, MAL, and I was like, what's its MAL rating?
Oh, and yeah. Because we watched it, like, before we knew MAL existed.
So, it has an 8.06.
Okay.
For me, that just seems like, is this a criminally underrated series?
I mean, I gave it a 10. I
me
think
too.
It's
this is one of my favorite anime ever.
Yeah, same. Like, but, I mean, an 8... I mean, here's something we could look at on MAL, which we won't right now. But, like, what is the median score? I think anything above a 7 on MAL... 1.2 million people rated this and gave it an 8. I think that's very good, considering what the odds could have been.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see the median rating on there.
I have no idea. But I'm pleasantly surprised with an 8. Yeah, Brave Song, Alchemy. Good music.
It's ranked 560th for context. Which isn't like a fair rating because there's like 9 Gintama series ranked ahead of it, and Gintama is really just one series. But like, I don't know. But popularity, it's 30th. So a lot of people like have watched it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I was thinking of, like, underrated series. I feel like this and Kids on the Slope are, like, my two, like... series that I just feel like are, like, low... Like, peak anime or close. And, like, general sentiment isn't the same. And I was just, like, thinking about that more because, I don't know. Now I want to go back and watch Angel Beats again. Because I'm like, oh, man, this series is so good. Like,
you let me know. I would watch Angel Beats any day of the week. I could probably recite Angel Beats to you. It's one of the... I think I've seen that show over 6 times. Just because I watched it, and then I rewatched it with so many people.
It's so good. Yeah. Like, just thinking about it. Like, the last episode, and they're doing the ending song, and they're, like, they're showing, like... the poster of all of them together, and they're like slowly disappearing off the poster, is just like one of the saddest things for like no reason. Like, there's so much stuff in this show that's so good, and like it just has no business being that good, but it just is. And I love it, and I've been listening to it, and I was like, ooh, I kind of want to talk about Angel Beats, so that's my spiel.
Just for perspective, since you brought it up in comparison, Kids on the Slope has an 8.3 on MAL with only 170,000 users, where Angel Beats has the 8.05 or whatever with 1.2 million. So I would definitely say Kids on the Slope is definitely not as well known as Angel Beats. So it's hard to make that comparison if we're looking at these numbers. I gave both of them a 10, and I never give anything over an 8. So they're really good. Spoilers.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just like see both these series. I'm like, oh, these are like some of the best anime ever made. Like, but the internet doesn't agree, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, this stuff's so good. Like,
yeah, Angel
Kids on the Slope could like, it could have a more fleshed out ending.
Yeah.
That's like the only issue with Kids on the Slope is that the ending is like kind of a non-ending. Angel Beats, it doesn't have a non-ending. Like, it, you can make an argument it does, but like, it doesn't. It leaves it open-ended for like a purpose, kind of.
Yeah.
If you would even call the ending open-ended.
We should, if you want, Thomas, we could do an anime watch along and we can do Angel Beats.
Not right now, because there's a lot of stuff this season.
You could watch the dub, you could watch the sub. It used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. I think when I originally watched it... No, I definitely watched it on Crunchyroll, but when I rewatched it with my roomies in college, we absolutely watched it on Netflix. I'm going to check right now. It is a... Oh, I just searched Netflix on Netflix. I'm doing really well. It's not on Netflix. I searched Angel Beats. Looking for Angel Beats? We don't have that, but you might like, and the first choice is Toradora.
That's fine. That's... Good job, Netflix.
Toradora, Violet Evergarden. Great. Great Rex.
Yeah, that's fine. Good on them.
Good on them. All right. We,
Let's,
share some of your favorite Angel Beats tunes in the music channel. Who knows? Maybe we'll get some new believers.
I will convert the of Little Faith.
You want to jump into the weeklies?
Yeah, let's talk about this season of anime.
I don't even have a list. I feel like I'm not watching that much yet. I'm still watching Spice and Wolf, Sound Euphonium, Kaiju number 8. I'm waiting for Demon Slayer, My Hero. Oh, I did try one new series, and I'm thinking about picking up some more because I feel like my roster's low, because two of the shows I really want to watch are on High Dive, so I can't watch them.
Yeah, I'm watching a fair bit, but I'm behind on A Condition Called Love, so I gotta watch that, but...
Oh, should I watch...
I think I'm one episode back of Konosuba. Yeah, I am. But okay. I've watched everything else.
Should I watch Windbreaker? Should that be one I pick up?
It's okay. So okay. Far.
That's a no, then.
I don't know how good Windbreaker is gonna be. We're gonna find out.
Okay.
The next few episodes are gonna make it or Windbreak it for me.
Huh. Everyone.
Thanks for laughing.
Thomas Awad, everybody. Woo!
Boom, boom, chicka.
But okay. Let's start with Kaiju number 8, because it's the first one on my list. Did you watch the newest episode?
Yeah, I watched it today. And there's a new episode coming out tomorrow.
Yes. I forgot how brutal it was, where it's like, you can do 8%. You could do 12%. Kafka is 0% good at everything. Zero. It's like, oh, damn. Our boy.
Yeah, I feel like this series is... It's a little slow to start. But I think the pacing generally in this series is what makes it really good.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of get to the point pretty quick in the manga. Like, I don't really want to say much more than that, but it's going to move pretty quick, which is good, because they could have very easily have, like, made this longer. Like, more episodes to get through this, or even in the manga they could have, and I'm glad they didn't, because watching our main guy just like not be very good at stuff isn't really like that awesome, so.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer. I forgot how like normal it was at the beginning. Like right now, this is so like traditional standard like underdog story where secret power comes in and he does his best and to get the girl he likes. I'm like, I really like Kaiju Number 8. I guess I'm not realizing. I forgot how formulaic it was in the beginning, I suppose you can say. And also, my brother, my besto friendo, what the hell do you think about that opening? We haven't gotten a chance to talk about that yet.
I mean, it's just kind of weird. I don't
I
know.
don't like. I don't
It's just kind of
know.
weird. I don't know. I don't have like the song's pretty good. I don't have strong opinions on it.
I was so pumped because, again, they were like, they got this like English punk artist to do the opening, and they got One Republic, the American band, or they might be Canadian, to do the ending. And I really thought they were pushing this show with like all this kind of like international music. And then I saw the opening, and I was like, that's borderline okay.
They
It's
kept
not
the
very
budget
good.
low on the opening. I don't know.
And honestly, even like the standard animation on the show, they kept the budget kind of low for too. I will say, I didn't realize how wild Kafka's eyebrows were, or at least they didn't bother me that much in the manga, and they are bothering me in this anime.
Dare I say it, Mary?
No, because I'm not. I'm genuinely enjoying it. I'm really happy to see Kikoru in there. My boy Reno is doing so good. I'm not a hater. I am a hater on the opening. I do not like it.
Oh,
I'm bummed that
she
they
said
did
it.
what they did.
She said it.
Just for the opening, though. I'm still digging the show. I was about to give it another compliment, and then you made me think about something negative.
What? How, what? No, I
Oh,
didn't.
two things. I didn't realize how crazy everyone's hair colors were. I knew Kikoru was blonde, but I didn't know like Reno had like light blue hair, and then all the new recruits, just everyone's a different color. And I guess I'd never really paid attention or studied the color spreads in the manga. That's something cool that I like when you read something for a long time and then it gets animated. A lot of times you don't realize what color things are until it's in anime form. And I'm very shocked by the color palette of the show in a good way. It's fun. I just thought it was surprising. And also in the English translation that we read, because it's like Viz Media English, Reno always calls Kafka sir. Like, yes, sir, whatever you need, sir. Are you okay, sir? And I guess that like totally equals senpai in the actual media. But it's just funny because I have sir stuck in my head, and I constantly think of senpai as like in school, like as like an upperclassman to a lowerclassman. We don't see it as much in the workplace solely because there's not a lot of workplace shows. So it's just very funny to me to see this like 18-year-old call this like 32-year-old guy senpai. That's all.
No, that's all fair stuff. That's fine.
No opinions on that at all?
The hair color thing, I don't know, I kinda knew their hair colors.
Damn.
But I get what you're saying though. Like that makes sense. Like we see him in black and white mostly, so it's easy to be like, oh right, this guy has like a pink pompadour.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not gonna hate on that. I think that's a fine point. Opening's kind of whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
the
know. I don't have a
ending's
strong
good.
opinion on it.
The ending's really cute.
Ending's good. I
Yeah.
don't know. We'll see where it goes. I mean, we know where it's gonna go,
I was gonna say, we know where it's
but
going.
I also feel weird talking about shows that we both know what's gonna happen, but then we're trying to have like authentic views on seeing it when. Because it's like different when you don't know what's happening. You're like, oh, this is really cool. But like when you already know what's going to happen, it's like going to just be inherently like less cool. So.
I will say, I've forgotten all of this.
Oh,
This,
I
yeah.
haven't.
Oh, the 0% suit stuff, this whole entrance thing. Just like picking up, both of them just picking up and throwing cars in the parking lot. No memory. So I'm here for the genuine ride.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, big question for you. Were you at all convinced to watch Spice and Wolf now that it is going to be different and the dub's out?
I might watch the dub.
Hell yeah. Because I immediately stopped watching the sub. And I so far, there's 3 episodes of the dub out. I watched all 3 while at the gym this week. What an absolute delight. It's like being reunited with long-lost friends. And their chemistry is still amazing. They are still very cute. We are trying to find out about what's going on with this potential fake Trini Silver. Let's go. Medieval economics.
Everyone loves a good economic show, right?
Yeah.
Right?
When I was talking to Gannon about it last week, he was like, yeah, I really want to watch it in English because I feel like when I watched it last time, I didn't understand a lot of the economic part, and I want to, so I feel like someone explaining it in my own language a second time will help. And I was like, that is completely valid, and I'm so glad you are, like, trying to understand this. I just am here to hope that they kiss. And I don't really, don't understand the economics, I don't care that much, so.
Mary is like, that's awesome, but the vibe is shoujo trash.
I know.
So
I think I legit said, I was like, you, sir, are a better person than me. So.
Excellent. Good on you, Mary.
Keep
fighting the good
do
fight.
My best.
But I might try to give it a go.
Good. I recommend it. Just because I want to talk to you about it. And it's 2 cores. So if you jump on now, it'll be less to jump on if you decide to pick it up in the summer or the fall, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Okay. And for me, Sound Euphonium.
Okay. So this episode was the Motomo-kun episode, right?
Yes. We talked about it very briefly on the phone before. I will say I liked it more than you, but go off, King.
Nah, I mean, I'm not going to be, like, a big hater or anything. I just thought it was kind of, like, I felt like the last 2 episodes have kind of been, like, whatever. Like, they've been, like, one-off character drama episodes. And it's just, like,
I kind of feel like that's what the
whatever.
Show is, though.
I felt like it built a lot more. Like, the first season, the whole, like, first 2 seasons, part of it was just, like, getting people motivated to go for this. What, like, work ethic really meant, like Kumiko actually figuring out that she liked playing the euphonium and want to pursue it, because like at first she's like doesn't even know if she wants to do it. Her relationship with Reina growing, like even her and Skamato's relationship kind of blossoming a little bit. Like there's a like the one girl Nakiri, like her like work, like figuring out her own work ethic and like wanting to like pursue stuff. Like there was like way more stuff that wasn't just like this character's episode, now this character's episode.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's felt like the last 2 episodes. Doesn't mean that this whole season's gonna be like that,
right?
That's just what it's kind of felt like.
Yeah. 2 comments on that. 1, it's early, and
we don't
want to build up to something too soon. And 2, we've already motivated everyone, so we have to do something else.
Yeah, but that's not a good reason for this. That's
we've not done it. It is complete.
It's like, this is it. This is all we got left. I don't know. Like, the new girl, she's hardly been in it. They, like, introduced her.
She's gonna do something bitchy and dumb. I'm waiting for it. I do not trust Mama Senpai. Get out of here. I'm waiting.
She's hardly been in it.
Good.
And why are you...
I could just
why
tell.
I got 2 questions for you. 1, why don't you like being called a hater? And 2, why are you a hater on Mama Senpai already?
Because I can tell she's cooking something. I can tell this is a bit of an act, and she's not little Miss Sweet Goodness. I've been in band drama. I know she's going to come. I know it's going to happen. Why else would she be in the show unless something weird was going to happen to her with her? I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Why is she in the show? Why is anyone in the show?
I'm having foresight. I'm also creating content by saying interesting, provocative things on a podcast.
Saying edgy things to get clickbait titles.
Because that's one thing we're here for at Anime Double Play. We're just trying to get so many more viewers with our lack of funding and advertising. That's why I'm here, for the clickbait. Yeah, she freaks me out. I will say, I was not a hater on this episode. We want to know about Motomun-kun, whatever his name is. We got to know him. I felt like it was kind of a bait and switch with his story, where you see him.
It was.
His grandfather.
It was also not that good, the story.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting premise, but they didn't really capitalize it. Like, your grandpa owns the other is a part of the other band, and you're fighting with him, so you transfer schools because your older sister passed away tragically in your youth. Like, so much goodness there, and then was like, oh, well, I'm not actually mad at my grandpa. Like, I love my grandpa. I'm just, like, being an asshole to him for no reason? Okay. No. You just want to be able to play an instrument without being the teacher's kid. But don't be, like, mean to your grandpa and your friends at the old school.
Yo, 15-year-olds don't react well to stuff.
Like, I know.
That's their thing. Like.
But I love the centerpiece of how, like, he sees her sister in Midori for her love of the standing bass, and that's why he didn't want to talk to her about it, because he wanted to, like, keep things the way they were, because he really cherishes that relationship and the stuff they can bond over. And I thought their duet at the end was really beautiful, and I thought it was a good episode. I was just surprised the way it went, because I was expecting grandpa drama and I got dead sister drama, which is equally good but just a different flavor. That they weren't.
It wasn't even drama, though. It was like, there is no drama. They're like, oh, why don't you like your grandpa? He's like, oh, I do. I just, like, don't want to go to school there. And they're like, oh, okay. And then, it's episodic, and we're like, he's hardly going to be in it the rest of the series. Two, it wasn't even that compelling, as we just stated. Because they're like, oh, all this stuff, it might be interesting. Nope. But, like, it's not, like, that bad. Like, it's just, like, it feels kind of cheap, because this episode is, like, if you skip this episode and keep watching the series, you probably wouldn't miss anything. And we've only got so much sound euphonium left. Like,
I know.
I need the meat and potatoes. I don't need the miso soup right now, you know?
Here's the biggest, worst part of the episode that I said in the Discord immediately after watching the episode. We didn't even see the marching band song.
Oh, yeah, they kind of just skipped that.
They cut the performance, and then I was talking to Bazzy about it. Then Kumiko has the gall to go, wow, Reina, you, like, surpassed Asuka in your drum majorship. Absolutely amazing work. And we didn't see it, and we'll never see it. So it's like,
that's
oh,
fair.
Not only would it have been cool to watch a concert band perform, they did amazing, and I wanted to see Reina do some phenomenal, like, baton twirling. Now, let's talk about some guy's relationship with his grandpa that's actually good, but it's not that bad.
It's a classic case of telling me what's happening instead of showing me what's happening.
Yeah, I did like the episode. I think the show's writing is really good, like the conversational stuff. Again, we've been talking a lot about anime characters feeling like real people this week, and the characters in San Euphonium, for the most part, feel like real people. So I'm fine with watching them talk to each other the whole time. But it's a show about a band. Let me see the band play. I bought tickets, you know?
Wait, you bought tickets? Is that
I'm
what you
just,
said?
That was a joke. Like, I'm here for the band. I got tickets. And they're not going on the stage. We haven't seen them really perform yet. Four episodes in, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I'm watching this season so far. Really quick update on my end that I should have mentioned at the beginning, but we were in Manga Town and I forgot. Mike and I are rewatching Jujutsu Kaisen together. He hasn't seen it. We got through season one. And since we've last been on the podcast, we watched the movie and got through the Gojo flashback in season two.
Hey, so that's fun.
It's been a real delight. One, watching Mike put the pieces together and enjoy the show. And two, rewatching it, because it's interesting to see, like, now that I know about Utah and Ghetto and where things line up, it's very, and like Sealing Gojo, they mention all this stuff very early and we just don't recognize it because we don't know what it means. So it's really cool to see how planned Jujutsu Kaisen actually was. Like, there was a lot of thought. The construction of the first bit that's been animated is really good. So props to the team.
And my one friend has been telling me the manga's been really good recently. Is this, can you confirm these allegations?
So we've been in the same fight now for a very long time, which is the bummer. But the fight is getting, I believe it's reaching its climax. So there's been some stuff happening. We've been getting more information. It is getting better, but I'm just tired of watching the same crap repeatedly. And I will say, I don't love the art in the manga. I find the battles, it's been in the battle for like the last year, and I find the fights very hard to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But that just might be me. So fair, is it being amazing right now? I wouldn't say that, but it is definitely better than what it's been in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else am I watching? So Konosuba, very funny. Like, plot, no one actually cares about the plot. It's a comedy show. It's funny. I'm one episode back, but it's good. It's a little cringe. Windbreaker, as I said before, I don't know how I feel about it. They're kind of doing a tournament arc already, so we'll see how these fights go. It's, like, kind of soft, the show. Like, it seems too, like, innocent for, like, what it should be about. But we're only four episodes in, so it might get better. We'll see. And then I said I'm behind on A Condition Called Love. I didn't watch any more of Remonsters. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I think that's it. And I'm, yeah, because I'm still waiting on Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer Waiting Room, May 12th.
Yeah, so. I don't know why I'm waiting for Demon Slayer. I mean, like, I'm excited.
I want to know what happens. I want
to
see.
Yeah, like, I think it's also fun just to, like, watch something with the wider internet. Like, I feel like there's no one show everyone's watching right now. I think it was supposed to be Kaiju Number 8, but I'm just not getting that vibe from the interwebs. So it's obviously going to be Demon Slayer because everyone bows down, like, the second coming of Christ.
Demon Slayer.
So I'm looking for, I guess I'm just looking forward to being a part of an internet community. And I don't even think I'm going to like it. I just want to feel that.
No, that's fair. I kind of agree with that too. Like, it's kind of fun to talk about it with everyone in our Discord after the episode comes out.
Yeah.
So it's just like something that's like you kind of look forward to because it's a big thing.
True. And My Hero. This next season of My Hero is going to be really good. We get Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, Stars and Stripes?
The most famous Piccolo solo of all time.
Facts.
So that'll
I know
be
the
good.
Reference.
Yeah. I wasn't going to explain it. I know you're there. Thomas, you're watching Sound Euphonium. If you don't get that very specific concert band reference, what are we doing here?
True. You think I don't know my concert band references?
I'm happy you do.
Okay. I've got nothing left. That's everything. I caught everyone. The whole internet now knows where my life's been at. They're caught up completely.
Good. I think I'm all set, too. I'm really excited to keep reading Asadora. I'm actually a little bummed that you have 6 volumes. I have all of them. There's 8 volumes out and it's not complete. And I don't see you often, which means I'll probably have to go to reading it online, which is fine. But I wonder if it's like, is it a weekly? Is it a monthly? Like, I'm already making future plans to keep up with this series because I'm really enjoying it. So that's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying it because this is really your first Urasawa series, so that's kind of cool. I'm glad you're dipping your toes.
It absolutely is. I don't know anything else by him. Well, I know a bunch of stuff by him, but I haven't experienced it yet, so.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet, so.
It shall be good. Good-o stuffu, as they say where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. This has been a good one. I think we're on schedule for next week. I don't think there's anything that would stop us from recording next week. Let me see. May 9th? Yeah. I don't have any issues. So if Thomas doesn't, cool. We will be back next week with some more anime manga life updates. I know we didn't get into any life updates this episode, and there was literally a fire/explosion 800 feet from my apartment. So get excited. We could talk about that next week. Cliffhanger. OMG. All right, guys. Have a great weekend.